And at the same time that we might move up, or as Lloyd has already said, that we would go a little deeper with the Lord. You know, no matter how deep you go with the Lord, He's always beside you. And He will help you. And the deeper you get, the more you want to get in. Be like Peter, not just my feet, Lord, but my hands, my head. Just give it all to me, amen? But here in the book of Luke, in the 18th chapter, starting at verse 1, reading down through and including verse 5 tonight. And he spake a parable unto them to this end, that men ought always to pray and not to faint, saying, there was in a city a judge which feared not God, neither regarded man. And there was a widow in that city, and she came unto him, saying, avenge me of mine adversary. And he would not for a while, but afterward he said within himself, though I fear not God nor regard man, yet because this widow troubleth me, I will avenge her, lest by her continual coming she weary me. And stop reading there with verse 5 tonight. And using for a text for just a few minutes of time, persistence. Persistence. This woman was persistent, was she not? And you say, well, it really doesn't use that word in the scriptures that you read. But if you go back to verse 5, it says that she would continue coming, she weary me, that she would not give up in her pursuit of having her the avenge that she needed of her adversary. We don't know much about what it was, but it was a injustice that she had experienced in her life, and she kept going to this judge to try to get things rectified. And he never would. And the Bible says he didn't fear God, nor did he have regard toward man. He wasn't afraid of anybody, if I can put it like that. But this woman never gave up. That word persistent, persistence, is that you don't give up. You keep your eyes on the target. You got your mind made up. You're dedicated. That when you become persistent, it shows in your eyes. You can see that you have made up your mind. As that song, Jack, you guys are singing for us in the youth group, I've got my mind made up, I've got my foot on the rock. That you're not going to let go of what you've got in sight. Tonight, we give up too easily. A little struggle comes along, and we're ready to give up. This woman, when she seen that judge would not give her the justice that she was looking for, could have said, I tried and I tried, and then she just gave up. How many of us have just given up on many things along the journey of life? One thing I've noticed about successful people is that they are persistent. People that accomplish their goals in life, they're persistent. People that live for God and their church, they are persistent. They stay in, and day out, that we might grow and that we might become closer to God, because we've got our eyes on the target. We know what we want to do with the time that we've got left in this world. Many of us, Brother Ron, but we've lost our persistence and we gave up. Could you imagine where some of us would be today had we been more persistent in our pursuit of life, God, and the church? That there is no telling where we might have ended up. But we gave up too easily. How many of you have ever been fought by the devil along this journey? And how many of us have given up? We've given in to him. At times when he said we couldn't, we said, you're right. When he said that, you know, God laid it on our heart to pray or to sing or to testify, and we said we can't, he won that battle because we took our eyes off of Christ. This book is full of people that were persistent. Even when the surrounding area didn't look like they was going to be successful. How many times did the children of Israel go into battle? And it looked like they would lose, but they kept their eyes on God and said, not by our name, but by the name of God, we will win this battle. Sometimes we give up. Is there people in your life that you've about given up on? That you look, you've talked to them and you've talked to them and you've talked to them and you think there's no use. I come to encourage you tonight, keep on talking. Keep on, persevere. That this woman had no, could you imagine every time she went to the courthouse? Brother Emerson, she was probably, everybody else in the courthouse thought, here she is again. And the judge is going to tell her the same thing over one more time. But this time, he said, okay, because of her persistence. She stayed right there. Some Christians never grow because they're not persistent in their pursuit of God. You know, to be saved is one thing. To grow takes persistence. To grow as a child of God takes something more than just showing up on Sunday morning or Sunday night or Wednesday night. It takes work. And that work has to come from within, that you have a desire to grow. Every one of us tonight in this church, I believe I can, as I look over this audience, you've been successful in your life, in your careers, because of your drive and your persistence. If only we could apply that to our Christian life, we would be superheroes for God, because we would be so powerful with God. Because we never gave up. We kept our eyes on the target. God is the target. The church is his target, is our target. Seeing people saved is our target. We can't give up, church. We've got to be persistent. We've got to persevere that we might be able to get a lost and dying world in before it is too late. And God is dependent on us. Every one of us has been saved. God is depending upon us not to give up. And there's times that probably many of us have felt like there's no use to go on. We might as well just give up. But then we're reminded we're not in this by ourselves. God is our captain. And he's leading us in this march. And all he asks is that we put forth our effort, our little effort. Can I put that like that? If people put the effort into church that they do their job, that they do at the house, folks, we'd have a house full and running over. We'd have to build a new building. And wouldn't that be wonderful? And some of you say, you're too persistent. We can't give up. People are counting on us. The Bible, I said, is full of people that showed persistence. Could you imagine being with one of the apostles and you're there with the Lord one day and you're watching the thousands be fed or you're watching the miracles be performed in people's life, and then he says, I'm going away. But you know what? They stayed right there with him until the very end. And then he looked around and they was all gone. See, they gave up. They took their eyes off of the target. And afterwards, I believe with all my heart, they regretted that they took their eyes off of him and gave up. They went back to their vocations, so Scripture says. But here they are. In that upper room, because he told them, You go to Jerusalem and you dwell there until you be endued with power from on high. This is what he was talking about. Persevere. Go with me another mile. And you'll see things like you've never saw before in our Christian lives. The Bible says in the book of Genesis that Jacob was persistent. God had told him, gave him a vision, and the Bible says that the Lord came down and he wrestled with him until daybreak. Even got to the point, and Jacob wouldn't let go. Even got to the point that his hip was thrown out of socket. And the angel of the Lord said, "It's morning, let me go." And he said, "I'm not going to let you go except you bless me." You talk about persistence. Here he is wrestling with the Lord, the angel of the Lord. His strength had to be about gone. His hip is out of socket. The Bible, I said hip. The Bible says his thigh is out of socket. And the angel of the Lord is saying, "Let me go." And he said, "I'm not going to let you go except you bless me." How many of us tonight would have that kind of perseverance to say, "I'm not going to let you go, Lord"? How many of us would go to church and say, "Lord, I'm not going to leave until you bless me"? Many of us would be on the altar saying, "Lord, I need that blessing. And you know I got to get up early." See, we take our eyes off of what we're really here for. How many of you come to church and you got a certain time you need to be back home? Some of you wouldn't say yes because you'd be afraid I'd preach on you. But it's not I that preaches. It's God's word that preaches to us. In the book of Judges, Gideon, he said, "Lord, if you're going to save Israel by my hand, I need to see something." He said, "I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to lay a fleece out. And in the morning when I get up, let the fleece be wet and everything around it be dry." And the Lord said, "Okay." Scripture don't say that. That's Roger. And that night, the dew came down. And that fleece was soaking wet. I forget how many buckets of water it says they wrung out of it, or how much water they wrung out of it. But the ground all around it was dry. And look at God. And Gideon said, "That's not good enough. I don't mean to trouble you, Lord, but I'm going to lay this fleece out one more time. And instead of the fleece being wet, I want the ground to be wet and the fleece to be dry." God said, "That ain't no big deal." And God performed a miracle. You say, that was terrible for Gideon to do that. He was looking for some perseverance. I need God to show me something. And yet, I've heard some preachers preach in times past that we're not supposed to question God. But every one of us has questioned God. Amen? How many of you question God about a circumstance in your life or about that young mother? I say, "Lord, there's so many bad people out there. Why do the bad keep living and the good people and people that are needed by others called into eternity?" But God's got a reason. He's got a reason. So we really can't say nothing bad about Gideon because he put it out and said, I'm going to persevere. I'm not going to go into battle. Look what he said. "I'm not going into battle until that fleece be wet. And then we're not going into battle until that fleece be dry." He put God to the challenge. And sometimes we put God to a challenge. Anybody ever ask God for a sign? Ask Him for a sign. Because we don't want to do something that we're going to fail. Amen? Gideon didn't want to take all those men out there to battle and them get killed. He wanted to get some reassurance that God was sending him, that they would be able to persevere. I thought about Elijah. Got to be careful with that pronunciation. Elisha wanted what? A double portion of the spirit that Elijah had. And Elijah said, okay, that's a hard thing. But if you're with me, if you see me when I go up, he said, it shall be so. But if you don't see me, then it won't happen. Could you imagine? The Lord gave me this thought, Ray, and I'll just share it with you. If I was Elisha, Elijah wouldn't go anywhere unless I was right on his hip. Amen? If I really wanted a double portion of what he had, folks, it don't matter where he goes, I'm going to be attached to him, and I will see him when he goes up. And sure enough, because he persevered, and he went through the troubles and the trials. When Elijah went up, he was there, and the Bible says he got that double portion, and he performed more miracles than even Elijah did. Everything Elijah did, Elisha did twice as many. Twice as many. And he wanted to make sure that he was there. If we was to say God is coming tomorrow morning, how many people would stay all night to see if it happened? None of you should. Because the Bible says that no man knows, not even the angels, not even Christ himself knows the hour that he's coming to get his church. But I like your perseverance. I want to be there. Right? But whether you're in this building or in the house you live in, when he comes, you'll know about it. Nobody will have to get on the radio or the TV and say, Christ is here. You'll know about it. And then Rob opened up our service tonight with a wonderful testimony. Sister Ruby, I'll be back. That's perseverance. I wish some of our other members had that kind of perseverance in their life. That no matter what I go through, I'll be back. I'll be back. Some of our people get a cold, and they're out for weeks. One of the kids gets sick, and neither mom nor dad can come because that kid's got a runny nose. I am preaching the truth. We don't persevere too good. When the kids are sick, when our kids were sick, Mom would stay home, and I'd still go. You say, don't you love your kids? Yes, but I could get more for them at the house of God than I could sitting there on the couch. Amen. Amen. Give them a box of Kleenexes and give them some cough syrup and let God do the rest of it. Amen. And some of you won't say amen. That's all right. Every one of us has to set our targets and what we are going to persevere for and what we're going to let go. How many of us got things in our life that has been a hindrance to us in our target? Things that's hindered us along the way. And we've allowed those things to come between us and God. And now we're paying for it because we should have been further down the road than where we're at. How many of us will admit tonight we're nowhere near what we should be for God? Amen? Nowhere near. Because we didn't persevere. We took our eyes off of the target. We gave up too easy. Is this way in your life? It's easier to give up than it is to press on. Right? How many of you have ever quit something because it was too hard? If I would have had more perseverance when I was younger, Emerson, there's no telling where we might be at today. But we gave up too easily. And people say, well, it just wasn't in God's plans. I believe God has plans for every one of our lives. And whether they materialize or not depends on our perseverance to God. We give up. We say, I can't. We're like Moses. I can't go and talk to Pharaoh. God said, yes, you can. He said, no, I can't. I'm not eloquent speech. I got a stammering tongue. God says, okay, you're going to let that stand in your way? Then I'll send your brother to speak for you. God said, you're not getting out of it. Right? And Moses finally said, okay, I'll go. But the Lord said, I'll be with you. I'll be with you. Church, tonight, there's no time for us to quit. God is counting on us. Our church is counting on us. The devil is counting on us to quit, to give in, to throw in the towel. God is saying, persevere, keep going. I know that step, that next step is hard. Lloyd out there walking around in the foyer before church. How many of you know our steps are getting harder to take? Right? They're getting harder. Eli, I commend you, brother. He perseveres. Lloyd, I look over this congregation and somebody go get their feelings hurt because I didn't call your name. Let me just say, every one of you, persevere. Because you had every reason to say, I'm too tired. I'm hurting too much. Got too much going on. Or it's going to be down 20 some degrees by the time we get out of church. It's too cold. Right, Jack? But you know what you do? You say, regardless of this bone's hurting. How many of you got some bones hurting? We got a chiropractor. We got a chiropractor over there. But we got a physician on high. I come to find out a long time ago, if I'm hurting at the house, if I can get to church, I can feel a whole lot better. Amen. Some of you get mad at me and holler at me when I come here and I'm not doing too good or got a cold or some kind of bronchial infection or upper respiratory infection. You say, you ought to be at the house. But when I get here, it's like I just feel so much better. Amen. This is a healing place. If I could just make it to church, I know I'll be all right. And some folks say, you're crazy. That's all right. I'd like to be a little bit more crazier for my Lord and my Savior, Jesus Christ. Tonight, don't give up. Jeff is a wonderful guitar player. Amen. He's a wonderful guitar player. But you know how he got to be a wonderful guitar player? He didn't give up. He didn't give up. He stayed at it. Every one of you that's been through school and attained your degrees, your diplomas, and all the other things that you have hanging on the wall, you have them because you didn't give up. Well, folks, I want to encourage you tonight. Don't give up in our goal to live for God and to be a good Christian and to try to win others to the Lord before it's too late. And the ones Satan has lied and told you, you might as well give up on them. Remind him, God never gave up on you. He never gave up on me. And he will not give up as long as there's breath in their lungs. As long as that heart is beating. If they've not sinned away their days of grace and been turned over to the hardness of heart and a reprobate mind, there is still hope for each and every one of them if we will just persevere. We are the light of the world. And if our lights get so dim because we're not persevering, what kind of witness are we being to a lost and dying world? Whether they acknowledge it or not, they're looking at our lives and seeing if we persevere. How many of you have ever had your feelings hurt in a church? Amen. Raise your hands up high. You could have quit. But it's not the church that you're quitting. It's God. It's God. And it's sad to say, a lot of people have been hurt in churches. But church, let's not hurt one of God's sheep. Let's not hurt one of those lost lambs that's out there. Let's persevere that they might get in before it's everlasting too late. Amen? How many of you got your mind made up? You're going to persevere. Right? You're not going to give up. You're going to keep your eyes on the target. And it's not just heaven. If you're saved, you're going to heaven. Oh, be careful with this, right, deacons? If you're saved, you're going to heaven whether you persevere or not. But you will have a miserable Christian life while you're here. Because you know what God wants out of your life. You know, and you know. How many of you got goals set for yourself in your Christian life? There's some hands that went up, Lloyd. I want to know more about my Lord. I want to be able to be with my brothers and sisters. You know, in the book of Hebrews it says, or book of Romans rather, it says, fail not the assembling of yourselves together. You know what that says? Persevere. Be there. Sunday in, Sunday out. Sunday night in, Sunday night out. Wednesday night in, Wednesday night out. I know some people that have persevered some pretty hard things along life's journey. And you know what they are? They're my heroes. Because I look at them, and I don't mean to put anybody on the spot, but how many we got in the house that's over 70 tonight? Raise your hands. Yeah. Some of you wouldn't raise your hands. I know you are. That ought to encourage the rest of us. Amen? I know Cecil and Dottie's not here, but these folks that are over 70 and just keep going and going and going, how can I say my big toe hurts and I can't go? Right? Or I had a quick and I pulled it and it hurts real bad, so I better not go to church. The devil will give you all kinds of excuses why you shouldn't. God has given us one reason. You know you have passed from death unto life because you love the brother. Amen? That's why we persevere. God bless you tonight. Let's close with an altar of prayer because God laid this on my heart today that some of us have got family that we've given up on. We said there's no hope for them. They've gone so far. They have no interest in hearing about God. They have no interest in church. They have no interest in what's going to happen after death. I say, Lord, help us to persevere. Because those that laugh at you, those that make fun of you, how many of you have ever had somebody to call you and say, or speak to you and say, would you pray for my loved one? Even though before they laughed, they look at you and say, there's one of those holy rollers. There's one of those better than I kind of people. And we're not better than anybody. We're just saved by the grace of God. So we can't give up on anyone tonight. Keep praying. Keep persevering. In fact, the scripture tells us this evening that we ought to persevere in our praying, and not just our praying, but also in our supplication to God. You say, but I've already prayed and prayed and prayed. Have you really prayed, or have you just spoke some words? There's a big difference. Tonight, we're going to pray. And we're going to ask God, help us. I want to persevere. I want to persevere. But I'm also praying for you. And for those that we see every once in a while. And for those that come on Sunday morning. I'm praying for them. Because they need to get their eyes off the world. And get them back on Jesus Christ. And get in there and work for God. Before their days come to an end. Amen? God bless you tonight. Let's pray, or I'll go on for another 15 minutes. Let's pray. Lord, I praise you tonight for the desire that you've placed in our hearts, Lord, to serve you, to work for you, Lord, and to try to thank you another day, Lord, for the saving of our soul and giving us this life that we enjoy, knowing that our sin